అఖండం సచ్చిదానందం అవాంగ్మనసగోచరం ఆత్మానమఖిలాధారం ఆశ్రయేభీష్టసిద్ధయే.
పేజ్ నెంబర్ 83, టాపిక్ నెంబర్ 142. అజ్ఞానోపహితం చైతన్యం చ ఈశ్వరాదికం ఏతరాధారభూతం అనుపహిత చైతన్య రూపం తురీయం బ్రహ్మమాత్రం భవతి. ఆథర్ సదానంద, డీలింగ్ విత్ ద టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ అపవాద, హ్యావింగ్ డిస్కస్డ్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్, that means adhyaropa, the next topic follows is apavada, means negation. Adhyaropa of the universe upon Brahman and negation of that superimposition, whatever we have already superimposed on Brahman, we have to negate. How we have superimposed, in the same manner we have to de-superimpose. Negation means de-superimposition. That subject matter he is discussing now here in this 142. Etat ajnanam ajnana upahita chaitanyam ishwaradikam etat adharabhuta anupahita chaitanyam. All these three words, very very technical. It is nothing but RM, RC, OT, that's all. What is RM? Etat ajnanam means here, this ajnanam is the RC. Ajnanam, or we can take it as RM, karana shariram. Ajnanam is called karana shariram. Here karana prapancha, we are talking about the samasti. Karana prapancha and sukshma prapancha, sula prapancha. All these put together ajnanam. Etad ajnanam, samasti level. Ajnana upahita chaitanyam. That consciousness which is associated with these three worlds. What prapancham, causal, subtle and gross. That consciousness or chaitanyam associated with, that is called upahita chaitanyam. Ajnana upahita chaitanyam. Chaitanyam means atma. When is associated, it is called Ishvara. That's why he says Ishvaradikam. That chaitanyam which is associated with causal world, subtle world and gross world is put together called Ishvara. That chaitanyam is called Ishvara or Paramatma. We can call it as Paramatma. Ishvaradikam. Adipadata Hiranyagarbha Virat. Because there subtle universe is there. Subtle universe is nothing but Hiranyagarbha. Gross universe is Virat, that is called Adipadat. Ishwaradikam, Ishwara, Hiranyagarbha, Virat. Karana prapancha, Sukshma prapancha and Sula prapancha. All of them are associated with what? Chaitanyam. So, Ajnanadi upahita, Ajnanadikam, Ajnanadi upahita Chaitanyam, Etad Ajnanam, Ajnana upahita Chaitanyam. So, RM plus RC at macro level. Then, RM RC over, then who has to come here? OC has to come. Etat adhara bhuta anupahita chaitanyam. Etat means these three words, karana, sukshma and sthula, prapancha, adhara bhutam. Ishwaran, all put together Ishwara. Who is adharam for Ishwara? That's called adhara bhuta. What type of chaitanyam that really speaking? Anupahita chaitanyam. Not associated with, really not associated, as though associated. Really not associated, but as though associated. Anupahitam means not associated. Upahitam means associated. Anupahita means not associated. Anupahita chaitanyam. What is that chaitanyam name? Turiyam brahmanatam bhavati. That chaitanyam is called, anupahita chaitanyam is called original consciousness, shuddha brahmaswarupam chaitanyamatram. Brahmamatram eva. Untainted by anything at any time. That is called Suriya Atma. Suriyam. Suriyam Brahma Matram Bhavati. That is Brahman alone. Next topic we will read. So RC and RM both are Mithya. Why? Their Adhara is Brahma Chaitanya. So what is Adhara must be Satyam? Adheyam is always Mithya. What is dependently existing is Mithya. What is independently existing is Satyam. Next topic we will read. Abhyam Adhyaropa Apavadabhyam. Satvam Padartha Shodhanamapi. Siddham bhavati. Abhyam adhyaropa apavadabhyam. By these two, what? Adhyaropa and apavadam. By these superimposition and de-superimposition or negation, tattvam padartha shodhanamapi siddham bhavati. Tattvam padartha means that mahavakya. Tattvam asi mahavakya. Tattvam asi is called tattvam pada. Pada artha. That meaning we can arrive at. Tattvam padartha. Shodhanam means enquiry can be done. Analysis can be done. Enquiry or analysis can be done. Tattvam padartha shodhanam api. That is also siddham bhavati, can be accomplished. We can accomplish this analysis of Mahavakya that which occurs in Chandogya Upanishad. There are four Mahavakyams from four Upanishads. Once again, let us remind ourselves, from Rigveda, one Mahavakya occurs in Aitareya Upanishad. Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma. There are many Mahavakyams, but for sample, as a model, we take one Mahavakya. Prajnanam Brahma. Aitareya Upanishad. Then comes Yajurveda Upanishad, that which occurs in Brihadaranyaka. Aham Brahma Asmi. Second Mahavakya. Mahavakya means what? Maha means great. Vakya means equation. The great equation is called Mahavakya. The great equation. Then Samavediya Upanishad, Chandogya means Tattvamasi. In Brihadaranyaka we saw Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya. In Chandogya we saw Tattvamasi Mahavakya. In Mandukya long ago we saw Ayam Atma Brahma, that is Atharvana Veda Upanishad is called Mandukya Upanishad. That Mahavakya is Ayam Atma Brahma. So now we are going to deal with Tattvam Padartha. Tattvam Asi Mahavakyam. Siddham Bhavati. Next topic we will read. Tathahi Ajnanadi Samashtihi Etadupahitam Sarvajnatvadi Vishishtam Chaitanyam Etadanupahita Chaita Etatrayam Tadanupahitam Cha Etatrayam Taptayah Pindavat Ekatvenam Avabhasamanam Tatpada Vachyartho Bhavati. Adhāra-bhūtam Bhūtam Anupahitam Chaitanyam Tatpada-lakṣyārtho bhavati. Now this Tatpada Vachyartha and Lakshyartha are very familiar to you. We have seen very elaborately in Taittiriya Upanishad, and this Vachya Vritti also we saw here in the previous Prakarana Grandhas. In Viveka Chudamani also we saw. In many texts we saw this, because it is very, very popular analysis, very important. Now that same topic author is bringing here, Tathahi. Now we have to explain about that Mahavakya. What Mahavakya? Tattvam Pada Mahavakya. Shodhanam Katham Karaniyam. Shodhanam means enquiry, analysis. Mahavakya Vichara. How to do Tathahi? To explain that Vichara, this is the process. Ajnanadi Samasti Etadupahitam Sarvajnatvadi Vishishtam Chaitanyam. Ajnanadi Samashtihin. Samashti means total, macro. What is there in the total Samashti? Ajnanadi. Ajnana means again that Karana Prapancham. Adipadat Sula Prapancham, Sukshma Prapancham. Ajnanadi Samashtihin. Etadu Upahitam. This Chaitanyam, which is associated with these three, Sarvajnatvadi Vishishtam. With what attributes it is associated? It is associated with Sarvajnatvam. Ishvara. Ishvara is Sarvajnaha. So Sarvajnatvadi Vishishtam. Chaitanyam. So Sarvajnatvadi Vishishtam Chaitanyam is called as what? Reflected Consciousness, RC. This is called RC, Chaitanyam. Etadu Anupahitam Chaitanyam, Anupahitam Cha, Etatrayam, RC, over OC. Anupahitam Chaitanyam means OC. All these three put together, Etatrayam, RM plus RC plus OC, put Etatrayam. This all three put together, Vachyarthaha, Tatpada Vachyarthaha, primary meaning. What is Tatpada? Means that. We say that means Tat. Mahavakyala there are three words. Tat, Swam, Asi. Tat means that. That means Paramatma. Paramatma means, and whenever we say Paramatma, immediately popular direct meaning comes RM plus RC plus OC. This is the direct meaning. Direct meaning, popular meaning, or it is called as primary meaning, immediate meaning. Etatrayam, how the like saptayah pindavatu ekatvena red hot iron ball. Sapta means hot, hot red hot. Sapta ayaha means iron, pinda means ball, red hot iron ball. All are there. Sapta burning and hot and red and iron ball. All these put together in one place, ekatvena. Like that, RM, RC, OC, all put together, that's the primary meaning. Direct meaning. Direct meaning. Tena, avabhasa manam. It is appearing that iron ball, red hot iron ball. Really speaking, iron ball is not red, it is not hot, its original nature. Iron ball, it is not red, it is not hot. That redness and hotness are borrowed. But what we say? Red hot iron ball. All put together, ekatvena avabhasamanam, it is appearing. Red hot iron ball is appearing. Appearing as just as what? Put together, all put together. Redness, hotness and iron ball. That pindam shape, all are appearing at the same time. Ekatvena avabhasamanam, appearing with your perception. Tatpada vachyarthaha bhavati. Like this example, there also, whenever we say Sat Padartha, Sat Paramatma means what? RM plus RC plus OC, immediate Ishvara. This is Ishvara Jnana. This Ishvara Jnana will not give liberation to me. So, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aishya Jnana only gives liberation. Ishvara is a mixture of RM, three worlds, and RC, reflected consciousness, and OC, original consciousness. Yenakenna benefit? What am I going to get by this knowledge? Isn't it? I am not going to get any benefit. Shastra doesn't explain Ishvara's greatness. No? Shastra's intention is that Ishvara, Paramatma, you the Jiva, therefore you don't have samsara. We have to get Aitya Jnana. The Paramatma eva, this Jivatma Jnana Vandada, liberation, mukti, freedom. So therefore, Ishvara Jnanana, there is no Tatparyam. Then what? Jiva Jnanam, Jiva Swarupa, Svampada Vachyartham also you have to see. And Satpada Vachyartham, Svampada Vachyartham, you have to analyze. What is this Aikyam, where this identity happens? I have to look into that. So lot of threadbare analysis you have to do with a subtle intellect. A gross intellect cannot grasp this. So, years together we have to study this lakshana. That is vachyarthaha, primary meaning. Then what is primary meaning? What is secondary meaning? That we have to see. Before going to that meaning of that sentence. Sentence meaning. Every sentence has got four meanings. What meaning we have to take? Every sentence has got four meanings. One is primary meaning and three types of secondary meanings. Every sentence has got one primary meaning and three secondary meanings. I will explain you. Now, this Adhyaropana, what we did, in Apavadana, what we are going to do. And six steps I will give, then we will enter into this Vakyam, sentence, secondary and primary will analyze. First I give the example in six steps in example. Then easily you can understand. There is a part. First statement number one. This is the important portion of Vedanta Sara. This is the Gatti Madam. Gatti Madam. Mangala Sutra Dharana is the important occasion in marriage. Adi madri whole Vedantalla in the Mahavakya Vichara Aikya Jnanam, this Bhagatyaga Lakshana is the most important portion. Therefore, careful. Alert. There is a part. Statement number one. And statement number two, part is a product. Part is a product. Karyam. Statement number three, part is karyam, clay is the cause. Third statement, part is the karyam or product, clay is the cause. These three put together adhyaropa. There is a part, part is a product, clay is the cause. All put together, three put together, three stages put together, adhyaropa, superimposition. Then point number four is, there is no part other than clay is the fourth statement. There is no part other than clay. Then fifth statement is, negation of the causal status of the clay is the fifth statement. Negation of the causal status, karanatvam of the clay is the fifth statement, fifth stage. Because in fourth we said clay is the cause, part is the product. The negation enna pannanum, clay is not the cause. We have to say clay is not the cause. That is in the fifth statement. Then sixth statement, fourth statement, sixth statement, in the difference, there is no part other than the clay. Then causal status of the clay we have to take out. Sixth and final statement is, clay is neither cause nor product. The part we said product, clay is the cause. It is neither product nor cause. There is no karyam, there is no karanam. Rendume kediyadu. Because once you negate the product, the cause loses its causal hood. So neither product nor cause. These are the six statements. Nilla assimilate pannanum. Then come to darshtanta. How to supply? Now all the six statements you have to parallel, you can write next to that if you write, wonderful. There is a part when you say here darshtantara, there is a world. There is a world. W-O-R-L-D. World. Second statement, world is a product. I can give you a homework for you. No, you need not. In the class, you are all busy. Okay. World is a product. Third statement, world is a karyam. Brahman is the cause. World is karyam. Second statement, world is a karyam. For this karyam, what is the cause? Brahman is the cause. Third statement. All these three put together comes under adhyaropa. Superimposition. Step step up. அப்பதான் அக்லமட்டைசேஷன் வரும் மனசுக்கு கிரகிக்கணும் ஈஸி. தென் கம்ஸ் டு தி ஃபோர்த் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட், தேர் இஸ் நோ வேர்ல்ட் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன். தேர் இஸ் நோ வேர்ல்ட் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன். ஃபோர்த் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். ஃபிஃப்த் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் இஸ், ஃபிஃப்த் ஸ்டேஜ் யூ கேன் சே, நெகேஷன் ஆஃப் த காசல் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் த பிரம்மன். வி செட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் த காஸ். Now we have to negate the causal hood, causal status or karanatvam of that Brahman. Because there is no world other than Brahman, we said. So world karyatvam has gone. If world karyatvam goes, where is the karanam hood, that karanatvam, how can it stay in Brahman? So we have to take out. And sixth and final statement is, Brahman is neither cause nor effect. Karya karana apparpattavan. Yaru? Brahman. So Brahman is different from product and the cause. He is neither cause nor product. Therefore, This is the sixth statement. All the four, five, six put together, apavada, negation, the superimposition. Upon this one beautiful sloka is there in Leka Chudamani, that is ekameva sadaneka karanam karanantara nirasa karanam karya karana vilakshanam swayam brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani ekam sat, that atma is one, ekam eva sat aneka karanam, it appears as though many causes, aneka karanam karanantara nirasa karanam, there is no other than this karanam brahma, nirasana, negating that karanam, then karya karana vilakshanam svayam, this brahman is different from either product and cause status. Then who is that brahman? Brahma, tat brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani, you recognize that brahman you are. We can nod our head. So it has to become, you know, a fact one day or other, as early as possible. That is. So these six stages you have to apply here now in negation topic. So ajnanadi samastihi etadupahita chaitanyam. Now this Mahavakya, if I give lot of background only, you can understand this whole thing. What is the gymnastics going on here? Mahavakya, the presentation is this analysis. When there are two things, between two things, if it is that equality evidently appearing, you need not take that equation. It is not an equation. An equation is required when it is not required, na? When the two things are evidently equal, I give an example, okay. When the two things are evidently equal, equation is not necessary. 8 is equal to 8. It's evident, no? They are equal, both are equal. Like this, you can take number, or you can take between two unequals also. Between two unequals also, there is no need of equation. And even mathematics number, small numbers, we have seen previously, very important, we have to look into that. First number is, suppose you take 8 plus 8 is equal to 16. 8 plus 8 is equal to 16. Evident, equal number, clear. 10 minus 5 is equal to 5. So, this is very evident. Answer is clear. Number is clear. Equals. Now, when there are two unequals, also, you need not have any equation. Because, evidently they are wrong. Evidently they are wrong. 7 minus 9, 10, you cannot say. It is wrong, unequal. There is no need of equation. There is no need of equation. When there is equation comes, na? When there is superficially difference is there. Superficially the difference appears, but they are one and the same. They appear differently, but you inquire into that, it gives a real answer. I'll give that also and that number. When two things are essentially one but superficially different. Essentially one, superficially different. What is that essentially one? For example, 5 plus 3 is equal to 10 minus 2. Mathematics, konjo. 5 plus 3 is equal to 10 minus 2. 5 plus 3 is equal to 8. 10 minus 2 is equal to what? 8. But 8 is not there. When I say the number, 5 plus 3, I said, is equal to 10 minus 2, I said. They are equal, but superficially they are appearing different. Evidently 1, but they are equally 1, but superficially they are appearing as different. At that place you require equation. You require equation. So when two things are essentially one, 5 plus 3 is equal to 10 minus 2, they are essentially one and the same 8 number. One and the same 8 number, they are essentially, but superficially they are appearing as different. அப்போ என்ன பண்ணணும்னா ஈக்குவேஷன் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். தேர் இஸ் அன் ஈக்குவேஷன். எவிடென்ட்லி இட் இஸ் நாட் கிளியர், பட் இட் இஸ் ஒன் ஓன்லி. ஒன் அண்ட் நாட் ஒன் நம்பர். எயிட் தி சைடு எயிட், தட் சைடு எயிட் தான். சிமிலர்லி மகா வாக்கியா ஆல்சோ அக்கர் இன் திஸ் அகேஷன் ஓன்லி. இன் திஸ் பிளேஸ் ஓன்லி மகா வாக்கியா கம்ஸ். வேர் டூ திங்ஸ் ஆர் எவிடென்ட்லி equally one, essentially one, and superficially they appear as different. Jivatma eva paramatma. Jivatma, jiva is alpajnaha, paramatma is sarvajnaha. They superficially they are different. Alpa shaktiman, sarva shaktiman, jivatma eva paramatma, both are identical, is not possible. Superficially when you see. But essentially if you see into that, they are one and the same. That is Paramatma, Tvam Jivatma, Asi, one and the same. But answer is hidden, implied. Direct meaning, Vachyartha, you cannot identify both of them through Vachyartha. So primary meaning is ruled out. Immediate meaning of Paramatma, Jivatma, Aikyam, Alpa Shaktiman, Sarva Shaktiman, Alpajnaha, Sarvajnaha, Omniscient, Alpiscient, how both of can become one and the same? They cannot become one and the same. Superficially they are different. But essentially they are one and come to secondary meaning. One, the primary is not, doesn't fit. You have to take what? Secondary meaning. Three types of secondary meanings also there. Which meaning, secondary meaning I have to take? First secondary meaning is Jahati Lakshana. Second secondary meaning is Ajahati Lakshana. First secondary meaning is Jahati Lakshana. Second secondary meaning is Ajahati Lakshana. Third secondary meaning is Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana. Third secondary meaning is Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana. Or the first secondary meaning and second secondary meaning put together. Jahad Ajahal Lakshana. Jahati means to give up, to exclude. Ajahati means not to give up, include. Include, exclusion and inclusion. Exclusion is Jahati Lakshana, inclusion is Ajahati Lakshana. Jahad Ajahal Lakshana, one portion excludes, one portion includes. It is called Jahad Ajahal Lakshana. Or we can take Bhagam, Uru Bhagam, Tyagam Panni, Uru Bhagam Eduthuko. Bhagam, Tyaga Lakshana. Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana. So the equation is, now you can understand, equation is not possible when they are equal. Evident. Equation is not possible when they are evidently unequal. இங்கதான் கொஞ்சம் குழப்பமா இருக்க பார்த்த முடிஞ்சல. Equation is possible, equation is not possible when they are evidently equal. Equation is not possible when they are evidently equal. For that example, 8 plus 8 is equal to 16, 10 minus 5 is 5, evidently equal. Equation, second thing what? Equation is not possible when they are evidently unequal. When they are evidently unequal. For that number is not possible. 7 plus 9 is equal to 25. Okay. 7 plus 9 is equal to 25. Evidently unequal. And equation is available. So the third we are taking in mind. Third equation where it is necessary we have to take. So Jivatma and Paramatma both are equal, but superficially they are different. Therefore we require equation Mahavakya. Now look into that Bhagatyaga Lakshana. For that also I will give an example. Now after long time again let us see. Same example our idli chutney da. Okay. You know we should not change the examples too much. Amma. The mind adhe track lo poyinde irukkanum. So first type of secondary meaning came included here. Now let us take first primary meaning. When primary meaning doesn't fit, you go for secondary meaning. Okay. When primary meaning doesn't fit, you go for secondary meaning, I said. When you go for suppose primary meaning, there is a match between Australia and Sri Lanka. There is a match between Australia and Sri Lanka. Suppose we say like that. How is it possible? Primary meaning of Australia and Sri Lanka, geographically, a land. That is the primary meaning of Australia. Australia means what? Australia country. Sri Lanka means what? Sri Lanka country. Land, geographically you take land. That Australia land cannot play cricket match with Sri Lanka land. No? Is it possible? Immediately what you do? Immediately you do Bhagatyaga Lakshana. No? Secondary meaning you go. You go for secondary meaning. In Australia land cannot play cricket match with the Sri Lanka land. Therefore what? Australia people are going to play with Sri Lanka cricket players. People. So you understand. No one require now primary meaning is not fitting. You go to secondary meaning. That to Bhagatyaga Lakshana. You do within seconds, you know, fraction of seconds you do that. So daily in our interaction we are doing this. Where we are doing, let us see some more examples in secondary meaning. When you go to in a hotel, Woodlands, okay, bring idli, when you say, bring idli, you know. This primary meaning is idli, okay, idli. You said only idli. But he comes with plate, chutney, sambar. Plate, chutney, sambar. But you didn't ask. You didn't ask him bring plate, bring chutney, bring sambar. You didn't ask. It's not evident other things. Idli only evident. But that person does, goes to the secondary meaning. Bar server. The primary meaning of idli doesn't mean only idli. Because I cannot take idli with own in my hand. So I have to include what? Plate. How can he eat idli without chutney sambar? Even though he doesn't mention, I have to include chutney sambar. So include with chutney sambar and big plate along with spoon or napkin. Adi padat. Include. He comes. This is called a secondary meaning in which primary meaning is also included. Primary meaning is what? Idli. Idli with it. Plate and chutney sambar kondu varalama? Kondu varalama. Idli along with chutney sambar. Chutney sambar plate along with the primary meaning of idli. And the idli you want to know? Included with this. All these things. This is called secondary meaning with secondary meaning which is, in which primary meaning is included. Unordered plate chutney sambar. Unordered. Order pannave illa. Adu kuda vandadum. So this is called Ajahati Lakshana's example. Ajahati Lakshana's example. Okay. வேர் பிரைமரி மீனிங் இட்லி ஆல்சோ இன்க்ளூடட். அங்க ஒன்னும் கிவ் அப் பண்ணலையே, இன்க்ளூட் பண்ணிட்டோம். தேர்ஃபோர் அஜஹதி லக்ஷணா. தென் கம்ஸ் செகண்ட் டைப் ஆஃப் செகண்டரி மீனிங், இன் ஹுச் யூ கிவ் அப் பிரைமரி மீனிங். யூ கிவ் அப் பிரைமரி மீனிங், யூ டேக் ஓன்லி செகண்டரி மீனிங், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜஹதி லக்ஷணா. So you take extra, some other extra meaning. Giving up the primary meaning, you take another extra meaning. Primary meaning exclusive, secondary meaning. Previous one what? Ajahati lakshana, primary meaning inclusive, secondary meaning. Ippo, primary meaning exclusive, secondary meaning. Primary meaning means vachyartha. Secondary meaning means lakshyartha. வாக்கியார்த்தம் விடாமலே லக்ஷார்த்தம், இஃப் யூ டேக் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் வாட் அஜஹதி லக்ஷன். வாக்கியார்த்தம் விட்டுட்டு யூ டேக் ஓன்லி லக்ஷார்த்தா இம்ப்ளைடு மீனிங், செகண்டரி மீனிங், இட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜஹதி லக்ஷணா. நவ் தட் வாட் இஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள், டுடே தெர் இஸ் எ கான்சர்ட், வயலின் கான்சர்ட் பை லால் குடி. டுடே தெர் இஸ் எ கான்சர்ட், மியூசிக் கான்சர்ட், வயலின் கான்சர்ட் by Lal Gudi. Here, Lal Gudi is a place cannot play violin. Okay? Lal Gudi place cannot play violin. So, you give up the primary meaning totally. You give up the primary meaning. You take what? Jayaraman only plays at violin. Lal Gudi place, you give up totally. Primary meaning of Lal Gudi, you give up. Then Lal Gudi Jayaraman playing that violin, Lal Gudi that village also comes? Exclusive. Lal Gudi village, exclusive. Karaikudi Mrudangam vanna. Karaikudi Mani. Mani kuda, Karaikudi kuda varumanna. Varad. And the primary meaning anga vittittu, what is primary meaning? Lal Gudi, Karaikudi, Chambagudi, edo gudi. இந்த பிரைமரி மீனிங் எல்லாம் வராதப்ப, வர முடியாது. அந்த பர்சன் மட்டும்தான் வருவான். செகண்டரி மீனிங், இம்ப்ளைடு மீனிங். தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜஹதி. கிவிங் அப் த பிரைமரி மீனிங் அண்ட் டேக்கிங் அப் ஓன்லி செகண்டரி மீனிங். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் எக்ஸ்க்ளூடிங் த பிரைமரி, யூ கோ ஃபார் செகண்டரி ஓன்லி. அனதர் எக்ஸாம்பிள், the opposition party leaders, they entered the well. Opposition party leaders, they entered the well. Well enna, endha well? Primary meaning is what? Kanar, namma kanar, well. But that is not the meaning there. You cannot take this well and keep there in the parliament and you ask them to enter the well. So this primary meaning well doesn't fit there. You give up the well here itself, but you take that another meaning. So, nalla yosana pannidu. Simple da. Because it is a technical, it looks as though vague. But it is very simple. Very interesting, very important also. So, this is called exclusion of the primary meaning, taking to the secondary meaning. Then comes the third type of secondary meaning. Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana. A portion of secondary meaning we give up. Primary meaning we give up. A portion of primary meaning we take up. Okay, Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana. Give up a part of primary meaning and one portion you take from the primary meaning. I ate mango. I ate mango. Primary meaning is what? I ate mango. But mango fully I am not eating, no? Fully nobody takes. And the kotta irukkilla ulle. Periya kotta. And the seed you cannot swallow. So I ate mango means what? The primary meaning, whole mango, you take one portion, that seed you take out. Understood? What? The pulp only I have eaten, taken. That is called I ate mango meaning. பிரைமரி மீனிங்ல ஒரு போர்ஷன், பல்ப் போர்ஷன் டேக். பிரைமரி மீனிங்ல மேங்கோ மீனிங் ஃபுல்லி பிரைமரி மீனிங், அதுல ஒரு போர்ஷன் இஸ் வாட் பல்ப் ஐ டேக். அந்த சீட் இருக்குல்ல உள்ள,
அது கூட மேங்கோக்குள்ளதான் இருக்கு, பிரைமரி மீனிங் தானே வரும். ஆனா என்ன பண்ணிட்டேன், ஐ கிவ் அப். சோ ஆஃப் போர்ஷன் ஐ ஹவ் கிவன் அப், பாகம் தியாகம் பண்ணி பாகம் ஐ ஹவ் டேக்கன். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் வாட், பாக தியாக லட்சணா. என்ன இருக்கு, என்ன மேங்கோவா? பாக தியாக லட்சணா நல்லா இருக்கும். ஜஹத ஜஹல் லட்சணா. So among these four, primary meaning, secondary meaning jahati lakshana, secondary meaning ajahati lakshana, secondary meaning the bhagatyaga lakshana, in the knowledge law, in the mahavakyatiki yedi edukkanoyko. RZ, OC, RM, jivatma now is equal to what? Jivatma means RM plus RC plus OC. Ipura, now is the only samashti. Now we have to see vesti also. That topic we will read, then I will explain you. Topic number 146. Ajnanadi vestihi etadupahitam alpajnatvadi vishishta chaitanyam etadanupahitam cham ஏதத்ரயம் தப்தாய பிண்டவத் ஏகத்வேன அவபாசமானம் ஸ்வம்பத வாச்யார்த்தோ பவதி ஏததுபாத்யுபஹிதம் ஆதாரபூதம் அனுபஹிதம் ப்ரத்யகானந்தம் துரியம் சைதன்யம் ஸ்வம்பத லக்ஷ்யார்த்தோ பவதி. Now you see the topic number 144 and 145. The author presents Vachyartha and Lakshyartha. Samashti Ishra Paramatma. Paramatma Vachyartha means what? Paramatma Lakshyartha means what? And what portion you have given up to arrive at Lakshyartha? And what portion you have taken from Vachyartha? And similarly, in 146 and 147, again, Vyakti level, Jivatma level, also you have to see 146 is Vachyartha of Jiva and 147 is Lakshyartha of Jiva. Secondary meaning. Primary meaning of Ishvara is what? Karana, Stula, Sukshma, Prapancha plus RC, reflected consciousness plus OC, original consciousness, Chaitanya. All put together primary meaning. What is the Lakshyartha? Lakshyartha is that original consciousness, Suriyam Brahma, you have to take up Lakshyartha. What type of Lakshyartha you are taking here? Bhaga Tyaga Lakshyartha. Primary meaning doesn't fit for Aikyam. Therefore, to take up this Aikya Jnanam, to get the Aikya Jnanam, what I do? I give up that RM and RC, I keep one portion OC ready. From where? Tatpadarthana. Now come to this 146, Vachyartha of Jiva is what? Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram. That's what he says. Ajnanadi Vyashtihi Etad Upahitam Alpajnatvam. Here Alpajnatvam. Alpishyant. Very, very limited knowledge. Who is having this Jiva? Jiva is having Alpajnatvam. Ajnana means Karana Shariram. RM1, RM2, RM3. Illa gnapa varadu? Varadu nenikre. RM1, RM2, RM3 means Sula Shariram, Sushma Shariram, Karana Shariram. Shariram at what level? Vesti level. Individual level. What vichara we are doing individual level? Svampada vichara. When I say prapancham, what vichara in Mahavakya? Tatpada vichara. சோ பிரபஞ்சம் சொன்னா தத்வத விசார், டோட்டல் மேக்ரோ. When I say individual,
எக்ஸ்க்ளூஷன் exclusion of primary meaning, one portion with it, and I should not drop, you know, throw the baby with bath water. What we do sometimes, if you give bath to the baby and the tub la water potti soap water na nalla bath panni, so when you are giving bath, tub is there, soap water is there, baby also there. After giving bath, what you have to do? Take the tub, water, the baby, ella venda namak yaar venu, பேபி வேணும். பேபி வேணும்னு என்ன பண்ணணும், அந்த டப்பு அந்த வாட்டர் யூ ஹேவ் டு த்ரோ டிராப். பேபி கூட டிராப் பண்ணிட்டா அதே மாதிரி ஓசி டிராப் பண்ண கூடாது. ஓசி யூ ஹேவ் டு ஹோல்ட் கேர்ஃபுல்லி. அதே மாதிரி ஹியர் ஆல்சோ இந்த தொம்பதால கூட ஆரியம் சரீரம், ஸ்தூல சரீரம், சூக்ம சரீரம், காரண சரீரம், யூ ஹேவ் டு டிராப் ஆர்எம் ஒன், ஆர்எம் டூ, ஆர்எம் த்ரீ, யூ ஹேவ் டு டிராப் ஆர் சி ஆல்சோ யூ ஹேவ் டு டிராப். Then you have to hold on to what? Oti. One bhagam, tyagam panni, one bhagam you have to take. Here also, vachyartha tyagam panni, lakshyartham edukkona. Indha lakshyartham, andha lakshyartham, onnum, onnuda. Adhanala jeeva and parama you remove. What remains? Atma. Who is that atma? Aham. What type of aham I am? ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம காரண சரீர விதரிக்தா அஹம் ஆத்மா சச்சிதானந்த ஆத்மா அஸ்மி. எப்போ? இப்போவே. நவ் இட்செல்ஃப் அட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜீவன் முக்தி. இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் ஐ தேங்க்ஸ் டு திஸ் பாடி. இந்த உடம்புக்கு நன்றி சொல்லணும், ரொம்ப நல்லது. ஐ தேங்க் யூ, தேங்க் யூ சொல்லணும். இந்த மனசுக்கு தேங்க்ஸ் சொல்லணும். ஏன்னா அது ஒரு ஜட பதார்த்தம். ஃபார் மை மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் தேர் ஹெல்பிங் மீ. எஸ் சார், எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி ஹெல்ப் டு தேங்க் த பல்பு. இல்லையோ? ஓ பல்பு, பல்பு யூ ஆர் ரியலி ஹெல்பிங் மீ ஃபார் மை மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன். நோ டைம் அப். ஓகே, ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ தேங்க் த பாடி. அஹம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.